the use of vinegar to manage Phycelius things isn't new. What is new is this recent push to claim that the use of vinegar should be forbidden and that it is dangerous.
Why would anybody think that the use of vinegar would be dangerous?
So that's the crux of the problem. When you get into the recent literature, there's a flurry of papers in which folks have taken tentacle sections, placed it on a microscope slide, and placed onto that various solutions. And for the most part, it's been diluted by the seawater that's already in the bath. So by testing the response of the tentacle to, say, 1 to 10 diluted vinegar or 1 to 10 diluted ethanol, they've taken photomicrographs and seen discharge of NIDA. Based upon that, and only that, there have been mass extrapolation to what should be done with the human sting victim. This is old turf as far as published literature in clinical and preclinical care and placebo-controlled studies. Other folks have done repeated studies. So it's a little bizarre that the wheels fell off the bus just recently with a spate of papers that were only a tentacle and a microscope slide, and that was enough to drive folks away from the old proven technique of vinegar. And then as far as the application of ice rather than heat, we're not quite sure why that literature got lost, but we've recently also published a review going back to all that literature. So that's historic and very well documented.